Chapter 1. The sour scent of burning rubber followed Cammy like an annoying drunk at a bar, clinging to her clothes and the hairs in her nose. The bottoms of her solid work boots were melting from the heat still left in the ground from the fire as she tromped through the still slightly smoldering remains of what had been gorgeous towering pines and canopied black oak trees on their land. Land the Carrillos had owned for generations, all the way back to the time of the ranchos, when the Spanish and then the Mexican authorities had given land grants to private individuals, later honored by the U.S. after the Mexican-American War. Land where they'd make good lives for themselves, lives they'd almost lost. The wildfire had almost taken her and several family members out. She still had no clue how they'd managed to get away. The last thing she recalled was running to the truck as the flames had closed in on them. She had to resist touching her skin to make sure she wasn't melting under the horrible heat. Next thing she knew, she was standing on a road far enough away to only be able to see the smoke rising into the blue of the sky, their truck looking a hell of a lot worse behind them, without a clue as to how they'd gotten there. When they were finally allowed home, they discovered that the fire had ravaged their land, taken their barns, and burned all but the original house to the ground. In a weird twist of fate, it sat, almost untouched, on a circle of green grass, as though the flames had broken around it like rapids around a boulder. At least they still had it, though her two uncles and their families had moved in with her parents and her, making for a tight squeeze. Luckily, her two younger sisters were off at college. The entire situation sucked, but no use wishing to undo something that couldn't be undone. All they could do was rebuild and move forward. As if everything that had happened wasn't enough, Cammy had a personal problem to add to the heaping pile of shit already surrounding her, one she didn't dare put a voice to or share with her family. If they found out, that made it real. Cammy didn't want this to be real. On the pretense that she was tired of shoveling the ashes of the barn away, she'd taken the only four-wheeler to survive the fire. She'd told her dad that she was going to see if she could find any more surviving goats, or at least their carcasses so they'd be accounted for. Her family had lucked the hell out as far as the goats were concerned. The fire hadn't reached the range where most of the herd had been grazing. Only the late mothers with their dolings almost ready to be weaned, who'd been held in a barn close to the house, had been in danger. They'd managed to get all but Clover's mother out safely in the back of their truck. However, those damn flames had taken down several fence lines, and the rest of the goats had gotten out, now wandering the hills willy-nilly, probably burning their little hooves like she was her boots. But that wasn't why she'd come out here alone. She'd driven out as far as she could, stopped the four-wheeler and got off, then unbuttoned her shirt and stared down at the skin just above the valley of her breasts. A shot of dread worse than anything she'd experienced the day of the fire jolted through her with the force of an earthquake, trembling the very foundations her life was built on and leaving her shaken. As shaken as the first time she'd seen this a week ago. Maybe worse. Dead center of her chest, a spot, not a lump because her skin still lay flat, but an imperfect circle that glowed from the inside, from underneath like she was being lit up. Streaming from the spot, the blood pulsing through her veins showed in stark relief against the reddish-gold brightness underneath, almost with the look of scales. It had grown from a small pinpoint to the size of a walnut in days. Cammy swallowed back the sour sting of bile and shook her head, though no one was there to see. "This isn't real," she whispered to herself in a fierce voice. "Wake the hell up!" This had to be a hallucination. She'd inhaled toxic fumes during the evacuation, and that combined with the danger she'd faced was manifesting itself as some kind of freaky PTSD attack. Except, hallucinations don't start fires. Like she'd done this morning when she'd shot sparks from her person. This time, she'd been getting dressed, and the second she'd removed her pajama top, she'd seen the growing area of glowing skin. She'd freaked out and sparks had flown off her. After a squawk that she'd quickly swallowed, not wanting to alert her large, often overly involved family, she'd had to stomp out the small fire that started on her bedding.
"It's real enough,"
a deep, masculine voice sounded in front of her. Cammy jerked her head up.